أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. About liberals, communists, and Western trends, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "And war is the war of Islam against all the inequalities of the capitalist and communist world." Well, another standard in the path of the way of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was Imam's power to attract and repel. Islam was the factor behind Imam's power to attract and repel people. Just as Imam Sajjad alayhi salam prays to God in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, the prayer that is said on the eve of the month of Ramadan, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam prays to Allah for certain things in the month of Ramadan. And one thing of that is peace with his enemies. But then Imam alayhi salam says, "Except for the enemies that I have made for the sake of you, because they are the enemies with whom we will never make peace." That was the way our Imam rahmatullah alayhi behaved. He had no personal grudges against anyone. Even when there was personal resentment, he would ignore it. But enmity that was rooted in religious principles was very important for him. At the beginning of the revolutionary movement in the year 1341, the Imam used to accept different people with various intellectual tendencies and from various ethnic and religious backgrounds. But he drove certain people away after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. He explicitly rejected the communists. At that time, what he did was strange for many of us who had been involved in revolutionary activities since the beginning of the revolution. During the early days of revolution, the Imam adopted an explicit position against the communists and drove them away. He adopted a determined stance against the liberal types and those who were bedazzled by Western systems and culture. He distanced himself from those people. He never stood on ceremony with them. He drove the reactionary people away, the people who were not prepared to accept divine realities and the Quranic spirit of Islamic teachings, the people who were not prepared to accept the great transformation. He repeatedly rejected the reactionary people in strongly worded statements. He did not hesitate to reject the people who were not within the same intellectual and Islamic framework as he was. But at the same time, he did not hold any personal grudges against them. And that is a very important point. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that we run out of time for this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about liberals, communists, and Western trends. He said, "Our war is the war of Islam against all the inequalities of the capitalist and communist world." Thank you very much, dear listeners, and until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.